Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
God wants you to be successful, not only financially, but as your soul prospers. You want to prosper, amen. As your soul is in good health, as your mind is regulated, so will it be with your finances.
Bishop Clark says, God calls those things that are not as though they were. He also says, destiny is calling even now.
So destiny is calling. If God wants you to be successful, your destiny should align itself with God's plan. And destiny is calling for you to be successful. So I decree and declare that success wake you every morning.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark teaches about how destiny speaks. Grab your Bibles and let's turn to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, as Bishop Clark begins the message, May Destiny Set Your Agenda.
One of the duties of the pastor is to make sure that the atmosphere is right for the word. There must be a climate, the right climate and atmosphere to receive. I want to challenge anybody that's in the foyer that's talking right now to get under this word. I want to challenge people who aren't engaged to get under this word. If you're out in the foyer playing around or just doing something and having some conversation or eating breakfast, you need to put your fork down and get in here. I'm a modern day prophet, and my word is only as good as those ears who are receptive to receive. And no one should get up in the morning to come here to have a conversation and you haven't talked with God. This is a filling station, and I need to fill you up. You're going to need this word in the new year. And I'm asking our people, I don't demand, I'm asking you to be more attentive. And if you're under the sound of my voice, to press in here and not sit out in the foyer while I'm teaching and pouring out my soul and you're reclining in the spirit. That is coming to an end. If you're anywhere a leader or anything like that in this ministry and you don't sit up under this word, you're disqualified. You're disqualified to lead God's people. One of the reasons why there's a disconnect is because you're not under the word. Amen. But I'm going to close the gap. Amen. I'm taking the oversight. Amen. So Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6 says it clear. It is not by might. It is not because we're strong physically. It is not the power of man that will do this. Nor by power. Human power. Black power. White power. Money power. It is by the Spirit, saith the Lord. In other words, the work that needs to be done in us in terms of setting the agenda, destiny setting the agenda, must be a work, an operation of the Holy Ghost. An operation of the Holy Ghost. May the voice of destiny speak loudly to you. And God calls those things that are not as though they were. And so destiny is calling even now those things that are not as though they were. God wants you to be successful. How many of you believe that? God wants you to be successful. Get it out of your mind that you're supposed to be humble and unsuccessful, and that's humility. I grew up in a time where people felt like poverty or walking with a sad face was humility. Walking around, the leader could walk around in a nice car and the leader could live in a beautiful home, but not the members. And I don't believe that. I believe destiny is calling us to be successful because God wants us to be successful. And leaders are only as good as those followers who are following. And a good leader wants the people of God to prosper and be in good health, as the scripture says, even as our soul is prospering. So we don't want you to just have physical or foliage, to have physical beauty, to have physical things. But God is looking for us to be more fruitful in the new year. Amen. I was talking to someone about God just kind of going through, looking deeper at a tree, looking for fruit. And when he pull back the branches and looks for fruit, he needs to be able to see that there are clusters in you. That there's clusters of fruit. You want Jesus, when he pulls back the foliage and starts looking through your limbs, that he see clusters of grapes that are ripened in your life. When he desires to pick a fig from you, that he's not disappointed when he pulls back the foliage. A lot of people are real green, look good on the outside, but barren on the inside. And God wants you to be successful, not only financially, but as your soul prospers. You want to prosper, amen. As your soul is in good health, as your mind is regulated, so will it be with your finances. So destiny is calling. If God wants you to be successful, your destiny should align itself with God's plan. And destiny is calling for you to be successful. So I decree and declare that success wake you every morning. I decree and declare that success will wake you up every morning. Amen. Glory to God. So you need to say it like Benny Hinn did years ago. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And then the next thing you need to say is good day, success. I'm greeting my success every morning. Second thing I want to share with you, that God wants you to be fueled with motivation, or by motivation. He wants you to be fueled by motivation, not by Maxwell House or Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. God wants you to be fueled with motivation. That motivation should come from agenda or a destiny that you know you possess, and he wants you to go after it. Amen. Sad songs and sad faces is not going to survive or cause you to survive on the next year or in the next year. We need to be motivated about our spiritual growth and development. And so not only should success wake you every morning, I believe that motivation will be your morsel of bread. So I decree and declare that you would eat the breakfast of motivation. It will be the bread that you bite from, that gives you strength and energy to move forward. Glory to God. Motivation is so key. It is so key. It is so key. I need to be motivated to preach the gospel. Sometimes I don't feel it, but I motivate myself because my destiny speaks to me. Glory to God. Keep moving, Merton. Don't stop. Your message is far-reaching. This is what motivation is saying to me. Your message is far-reaching. Your message is far-reaching. Your message is going somewhere. It's pushing people into their destiny. Y'all supposed to say amen on that one. And then God wants destiny to set your agenda. Destiny is to set your agenda. So I decree and declare that destiny will set your agenda, or your plans, or your plans, or your schedule. Destiny will set your itinerary in the new year. Not only now, but from this day forward, your destiny will set your agenda. That means you need to move some things off the schedule that's not pushing you toward your purposeful end. And you need to add other things to the agenda as destiny sets it. Glory to God. As destiny sets it, it's going to rearrange your plans. Your stuff is going out. Your way, your feeling needs to take second seat. Your feelings are on the backside of the burner. Your feelings are not hot right now. The agenda that God has for you is what's burning and cooking right now. Glory to God. Thank you, God. In scripture, God has always called those things which be not as though they were. And God called Abraham a father of many nations. He didn't wait until he became a father of many nations to call him such. He called him a father of many nations. And at that time, he didn't have any children. He didn't have any children at all, but he called it into being. Glory to God. He set the agenda for the man's life by speaking it into the atmosphere. Glory to God. Notice he wasn't a man with many children. He was actually childless when he called him a father of many nations. Now this takes a little shift here, because there are people who are only looking at yesterday and they're under the sound of my voice and can't hear what God is trying to say to you today. Don't allow disappointments and setbacks to dull your ear from hearing what the Spirit is saying to you right now. God wants destiny, not failure or setback, to set your agenda. Glory to God. He and his wife Sarah were too old to have kids when God called him a father of many nations. Glory to God. It looked like God made a mistake when he called Abram a father of many nations. Abram could have said, "My God, I think you missed it on that one, because I'm too old to have children." But God, hallelujah, who is rich in mercy, can turn things around. And God can make you smile in your old age. And God can make you laugh when there's sorrow all around you. And God can make you have joy in the midst of your sorrow. And God can, in the midnight hour, he can turn it around. And he can work things in your favor. What did God mean when he called the man a father of many nations? Or what does he mean when he sets your agenda? Glory to God. He sets your agenda even by the destiny that he has called you to. Glory to God. Abram could have said, "What do you mean, God? I'm not a father of many nations. I'm not even a man. I'm childless and my wife is barren." But here is the principle. Please write it down if you can. God calls you what you are before you become it. God calls you what you are before it manifests. Glory to God. Please get that in your spirit. God calls you what you are before you become what you are. People call you what you are or who you are when they see who you are or after it happens. But God calls you who you are before it happens. And that's why people try to label folk today based on what they saw in your past. You can look at my past. God told me personally, "I will write off your past by signing my name in your future." And see, God calls you who you are before it happens. When people call you what you are after it happens. And that's why there's redemption, and there's a new way, and there's a new day, and there is a dawning of a new day, and there's hope in Jesus, glory to God, which is the anchor of your soul. You got to put your hope in God. So why be cast down, oh my soul? I know there's disappointment and all this stuff going on, but put your hope in God, who calls you who you are before it happens. Glory to God. I know life took you. I know life hit all of us. But thank God that I have hope in Jesus. Glory to God. And he's calling me a father of many ministries even before it happened. He's calling me the apostle of many nations before it happens. He's calling me to mentor leaders before it happens. He's calling me to build a building before it happens. Can somebody say amen? It's going to be a nice building built my way. Glory to God. And you got to say it in your spirit. Yes, stuff happens. Things smolder and there's smoke in the atmosphere. But God is calling those things which be not as though they were. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And God calls you what you are before it happens. When God rejected Saul as king, and we're going to talk about Saul, not about his rejection, but his acceptance today. But I need to give this to you. When he rejected Saul as king, and that's why you got to understand, just because he picked you doesn't mean he's always going to have you on the team. You got to do what you need to do to stay on the team. And when God rejected Saul as king, he told Samuel, "I have found a man." Notice, "I found a man after my own heart. David will be the next king." What's interesting is that David was not a man when he called him that. He was a boy that was taking care of sheep in his father's fields. But God called him a man after my own heart. Ooh, Jesus. And God is looking at some boyish stuff now. And God is looking at some adolescent stuff, some immature, underdeveloped, and overnurtured stuff. And he's still calling those things which be not as though they were. He knows that you failed, and he knows that there's sorrow in your life, and he knows when you look over your shoulder, you say, ooh, too, but not ooh like somebody's there. You really don't like what you see as it relates to you, but God is still saying you're a mighty man of valor, a woman of destiny, a virtuous woman, and I'm going to do things in you that no one thought would ever happen in your life, because he called those things which be not as though they were. How can God call a boy a man? Glory to God. It's the same thing happened with Gideon. Gideon, mighty man of valor. He said, what do you mean? I'm the least of these tribes. My clan is the smallest. How do you call me a mighty man of valor? I've never done anything. I'm afraid. I'm threshing wheat in the wine press. God said, I'm calling those things which be not as though they were. I don't want your name in lights anyway. That's why I reduce you to nothing. You don't even feel like you can do nothing. You feel like your destiny has left you or escaped you, but I'm still calling you a mighty man of valor. You haven't done nothing in 5 years, but I'm still calling you a mighty man of valor. You haven't even begun to get your mind right. You haven't prayed. You feel like your emotions have taken over you, but I'm still calling you a mighty man of valor, because he calls those things which be not as though they were. I feel like a failure, the lady would say. I feel like a failure. I've never been able to put things together. I've been marginalized. I got all of this stuff and this baggage in my life. And God still says, you're a woman of virtue. You're a woman that I've chosen. You're going to do great things in your life. Don't let the devil stop you. I'm calling those things which be not as though they were. Well, Bishop, I fail many times and I can't even praise because I don't feel holy. But God said, listen, I'm calling those things as which be not as though. I call you righteous. I call you holy. I call you sanctified, even though you're tore up from the floor up. If you put your trust in Jesus, I'll work it out in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He calls a teenager a man after my own heart, and he will be the next king. Amen. Taking care of sheep, smelling like dung, but you're a mighty man and the next king. Yeah. He was a boy, laying on his back, writing love songs to God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters, and he restores my mind. He leads me in the path of righteousness. I don't know about this king stuff. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't know about all this princely stuff. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Yes. Your rod and your staff comforts me. I don't know about all of that robe and all of that stuff. I just got a harp. I'll just play this. You prepare a table before me in the midst of my conflicts. You anoint my head with oil. I don't feel like it, but God, I thank you for the anointing that you put on me. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. One thing I know for sure, the goodness and mercy is following me all of the days of my life. If it wasn't for the goodness of the Lord, I wouldn't be here. I never felt like I could make it today, but he brought me here, and I'm glad about it. He brought me, glory to God, out of the dutches, out of the muck and the miry clay, out of the pits, and I'm glad about it. He brought me through hell and high water, and I'm glad about it. I don't have everything that I want, and I'm really disappointed right now, but he's bringing me through it. He's bringing me through the fire, and I'm glad about it. And I'm going to give him the glory for the goodness and the mercy that's following me all of the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I don't know who I'm preaching to today, but God is trying to pull you out of a stupor that you've been in for a while. And he's calling you mighty when you don't feel mighty. He's calling you holy when you don't feel holy. He's calling you a praiser when you haven't praised in a while, because he sees something. Let destiny set your agenda. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the same way God calls you blessed, when it looks like curses are manifested in your life, he calls you successful. When it looks like you have nothing but failure, he calls you strong. even though you feel weak. He calls you healthy. Even when you feel sick, he calls you talented and gifted. When it feels like you're impotent and you're a dud. Glory to God. It may not be all true right now, but let him call you before it happens. Let him call you what you are, who you are, before it manifests in your life. I'm trying to shift a few mindsets here because people are just looking at reality when God says, I can call you what you're not. I can call you who you are, even though it hadn't manifested, if you'll just let me do it and stop resisting truth. Why are you pushing back on the word of God? I'm preaching to you and you still saying, but I don't feel like it. You don't know what's going on in my... I don't have to know. All I know is the word of the Lord is coming unto me saying, prophesy as I command you and call them what they don't feel they are before it happens so I can manifest it in the new year. Everything you need is ahead of you, not behind you. I said, everything you need is ahead of you. It's in front of you, not behind you. Yes, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm blessed. I'm going to keep saying, and I'm successful. And I'm going to keep saying, and I'm strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Because I'm taking on the whole armor of God. And I'm healthy because he's making my mind healthy. Disease is messing up my life and introducing disease in my body. Glory to God. But I'm going to get my mind right so I can be healthy through and through. And I'm talented because he made me talented. Yes, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And you can say like Abraham, God, what does this mean?
Jesus.
What does this mean I'm blessed? And I don't see it manifested. I'm struggling in my own finances. I'm struggling in my health. I'm dealing with illness, mental illness in my mind. I don't even want to worship.
Yes, Lord.
Don't worry, because help is on the way. Because he calls those things which be not as though they were.
Yes,
God calls things that are not as though they were already occurring in your life.
You,
and let me help you, mothers and fathers, start calling those things which be not as though they were. If you start moving by faith and speaking the end result, you'll see the end result occurring. And there are people who need to be in this word, but they're not listening. And they wonder why things are cutting them at the root. But you got to get the word in your soul. I cannot do anything. I have no power to change nobody's life, but the word is transformative. Glory to God. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword. It goes deeper. Thank you, Lord. It goes deeper, even into the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow of the bone. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. And the word, which is your destiny, will set the agenda. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And so God calls things which be not. He keeps saying absolutely as though they already were. Thank you, God. And there are promises that God has spoken over your life. And he calls those things which be not as though they were. They have not manifested, but he called it. And the word will not return void. It must accomplish. Now notice, you don't have to come up with stuff on your own. He called it. You don't have to come up with anything. Everything concerning your life has already been called into existence. These things are not just your own ideas. That's why the old folk used to say, get in the word and stay there and be ready when Jesus comes. If you want to find the agenda this year, you got to make sure, this coming year, you got to make sure you get in the word to find the agenda, to find the destiny, and let destiny set the agenda. And the scripture talks about the secret petitions of a person's heart.
Psalm 89 and 14, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Unfailing love and truth walk before you as attendants. The God who cherishes what is adequate and acceptable must at the same time abhor what is immoral. He hates it. Our God is love, but he also reveals himself in Scripture as the God who loathes. Let's talk for a moment about injustice. God will not tolerate anything beneath his high standard of injustice. Specifically, he abhors the actions of people who swindle others in order to enrich themselves. He has a strong aversion to those who prevent justice by declaring the guilty innocent and the innocent guilty. He detests those who commit the ultimate act of injustice, which is murder. May the God of our salvation work through our efforts to do justice in law enforcement, the judicial, the executive, through and by fathers and mothers and leaders, not only in the church, but leadership in all forms. And it is my prayer that every one of you under the sound of my voice would seek to do justice.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. Now for your personal copy of today's message, May Destiny Set Your Agenda, when you write or email us, use reference number 2112-2608. That's 2112-2608. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
Hate does not cure hate. Only love does. Sadness cannot lift sadness. Only joy can. And darkness can never cure darkness. Only light can. I decree and declare that you and I are men and women of light. We bring light to our communities, to our families, to our systems, to our churches, and to each other. Share the light of God's counsel, the light of God's word, the light of his presence, the light of his love, with everyone you see. And when you do so, you carve out a bright future for yourself. Until next time, tune in to the Word of Truth Revealed.
Keep me ever in your way.